This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Staples. Save big on school supplies at Staples, your back-to-school specialty store. Staples is everything you need, always in stock and at low prices. Shop for great back-to-school deals today at your local Staples. Ian, my friend, how you doing, sir?
Well, I need your help with this chick who kind of just ghosted on me here. So,
all right, well, what'd you do?
Sure, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what I did. You know, I mean, we met online. We got together. We had a really good time and everything. And I mean, we hooked up. And then all of a sudden, nothing. She's just being like super vague. She sent me like, you know, one word responses a couple times. But now it's just, no, it's just like complete, like out of the planet thing.
You got the classic fadeaway.
You were lame. That either you were lame or she just wanted a. Yeah, you were lame. I was going to say she just wanted a booty call, but you were lame.
So what, like, okay, can you think of anything that that maybe you did that could have probably turned her, although she hooked up with you at the end of the night.
Right,
she
didn't put it in.
That's it, man. I mean, like, I mean, and she didn't seem like she was looking for a one-nighter either, so I mean, I'm just not a, I don't know.
Yeah. She's got a mini carrot, that's all it is.
All right, you know what, we'll call her for you next, okay?
I appreciate it, guys.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Ian. He is baffled. We're kind of baffled, too. Like, he said he met this girl, Anna. They went on a date. Long story short, they went back to his place and hooked up. Everything seemed fine.
Right.
She left a little while later.
Mm-hmm.
The texts after that were very weird. Like he said, very short, like one-word responses.
And then it went to nothing.
Let's see if we can get you another date here. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, Anna.
Yeah?
All right. Perfect. Listen, it's the Get Up Crew calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. If you've never heard of us, please don't hang up. Because we're calling you with amazing news.
Okay. Did I, like, win something, or?
Well, possibly. So here's the deal. We got a call from a gentleman who wants to take you out on a really, really nice date, and we will pay for the entire thing if you are amenable to going with this gentleman.
Okay, really? That's weird.
Yeah. Before you think it's like anything weird, like it's a guy who called us, he likes you a lot, and he you know him.
Who is this mystery guy?
Ian.
Wait, what?
Ian.
No, I'm all set. Thanks. That's, no.
What? Hold on a second. Because when we talked to him, he was saying all good things about you. He said, hey, you know, he even told us how the night ended, nice and romantic. What possibly could have happened?
I'm sure he like said great things about me, but that guy is we went on a date. We hooked up afterward. Like, we start making out, and he gets up. He's like, you know, gotta go pee, whatever, fine. Comes back out, and, like, he's naked, and he's closest to me, and I'm like, oh, my God. That's, like, the craziest, biggest, grossest bush I've, like, ever seen in my life.
What?
Like, I don't think the man has ever trimmed or shaved or anything since the day, like, he sprouted his first beard. Like,
he doesn't manscape.
Oh, and I'm like, I tried to get into it.
Hey, hang on a second, Anna. That's your reason?
Wait, hold on. Anna, Ian's on the phone and he heard what you were saying about his awful bush.
Oh, yeah. That's seriously the reason. Like, that you're kind of just vanishing on me here is because, what? Because, like, I have a natural kind of a thing going on?
That's not natural. That's, like, so natural. It's unnatural, dude.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. You want to be kind of a prude about this, then, all right, cool. Then do what you want with it.
So not a prude. Just don't want to be picking you out of my teeth for, like, the next 3 hours.
Damn.
And the worst part, by the way, guys, is that he's bald. So, like, no hair on top. It's, like, it all, like, migrated down to, you know, his junk. Like,
so just stand on your hands.
What the? Oh, my. All right.
Whatever, man. I'm
fine,
so
stupid. Then.
You know, it's like if she's got to have all these opinions suddenly, then I'm. You know what? I mean, she can keep them. That's fine.
All right. Well, listen. Let me just ask Anna. Would you like another date with Ian?
Oh my God, no.
Ian, are you willing to shave to get Anna to maybe go on another date with you.
No, I'm okay. You know, I have a look that I like, and I'm going for it. I'm keeping with it. So.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
You always want to look as good as possible as you can for a date, right? Like, you don't half-ass it. I mean, how good your personality is, your looks is the first thing somebody sees. You know what I'm saying? So, looking as sexy and as desirable as possible is a must. Until it's not. You'll see what I'm talking about. You can actually look too sexy on the date. Tomorrow morning, 8:10, check out the second date update on the 10s right here, Hot 96.9, with your Get Up crew. It's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, Wiggy.